from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. WEEI Afternoon Show. Christian Arcan here. Andy Hart over there. And, well, the suspense was killing us. I mean, sure, we were all at the edge of our seat waiting for this big announcement this morning. We had a press conference called, the shortest press conference, shorter than any Belichick press conference that I can ever remember. And those poor beat writers had to drive all the way down there for a scoop that had already been put out 20 minutes before they even parked their cars. And then they get about 60 seconds of Gerard Mayo before he abruptly cuts it off. Or I guess it was Stacey James cutting it off. But before that all happened, he made the announcement. You heard it right there. Jacoby Brissett, the worst kept secret in the history of the NFL, is going to be starting for the New England Patriots. We will start there this afternoon, as we will be talking with Tommy Curran later on in the show, 3:30. So mark your calendars for that. We'll get his take, his instant reaction on all of this. We will hear from Drake May, who also spoke today. He spoke for a lot longer than Gerard Mayo did, I can tell you that. He had a scrum in front of his locker. He spoke for about 5 minutes. We will delve into what he had to say. Rob Ninkovich was on with Greg Hill earlier today. We will hear some of that as well. But let's go ahead and start. The Pats have their man. You're not surprised, Andy. I'm not surprised, but still, is there some element of, oh, man, okay, now it's real? Like, that's sort of what it feels like to me. Now it's real. We were sort of both hoping that there would be maybe some last-minute call from the Kremlin, that maybe, there'd be a big twist at the end, like M. Yep. Night Shyamalan, and instead it's exactly what we thought and exactly really what they've been telegraphing this entire time. They're going with the veteran. They're not comfortable putting the rookie out there, and that's the way the season's going to start.
And both guys, Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, referenced in their meetings with the media, well, he or I was taking the first team reps the whole time. So, like, you know, when we talked to him the other day, I think I'm the starter. I believe that. Like, everything has pointed to him being the starter. Yep. It would have been a dramatic M. Night Shyamalan shift in the plot here for us to see Drake May. Doesn't mean we have to like it. I've already seen a lot of people on Twitter, you know, a lot of people jumping to my side of support. 0-17 is now in play, or I'm not watching the first month of the season. Sundays just opened up for me. Anybody get anything they want to do Sundays at 1? Because I'm not watching the Patriots. I don't believe you people, first of all. If you're a Patriots fan, you're watching. You're trying. Even if you want to just say I was right, even if it's the worst football you've ever seen and you say this is a waste of my time, you want to have the details of why they're wasting your time, so you're going to watch. But the thing that jumped out to me first and foremost was the we have decided. I have decided.
Right.
When, so he built a culture on collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly over the last like week, he's decided he wanted to distance himself from collaboration on the most important decision they were going to make to start this season.
Right.
Now he wants everybody to believe that it's his decision, when quite honestly, it shouldn't be his decision. I would argue you put a power structure in place that you hired Gerard Mayo to be your head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed Elliot Wolf to be the head personnel guy, and then you even gave him the super fancy executive vice president title. And you brought in...
Eventually,
after he had already made the most important decisions of the offseason. And then you brought in Alex Van Pelt to be the head coach of the offense. Gerard Mayo has called him that. And Gerard Mayo has also said, I don't really know a lot about offense. Remember the day he joked about, you know, I watched some games and I'll probably give Alex some ideas, but I don't even know what language they speak over there. Like, it was funny and some truth to it probably. So it was all about collaboration. You had these three big figureheads in the process here. And then at some point, it's like he wanted to distance himself from collaboration and pretend that he is the dictator. He is Bill Belichick. I'm the head coach. I'd like to think I get to decide who's on the field. I'd like to think I just, I make these decisions. I decided when he shouldn't. Because guess whose jobs are all on the line? Not just his. Elliot Wolf made the draft pick.
Yep.
If this pick sucks, Elliot Wolf's career drafting in the top five may be over. Although he could sneak one in next year before they pull the plug.
Could
on
be,
him.
Yeah.
And Alex Van Pelt, who's been waiting 15 years for his opportunity to run his own offense, to install his own offense, his career is hinging on this. So they probably all should have a very large say in how they handle the guy who decides their futures, our futures as fans, how quick the turnaround is, if it happens at all of that, the business culture. Now, I know some people want to then go that way. Okay, those three guys, maybe they should have a say, but does Jonathan have a say?
Right.
Does Robert have, does the business side?
Does the hammer have a say?
Does the hammer have a say? Yeah. I don't know about that, but just in a pure football standpoint, I believe Gerard Mayo should have two other people in the room when they make this decision, Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf, because they all are very much invested in the way things go with Drake May.
I agree with that. So then why did it seem like Gerard Mayo was having to give this press conference under duress? Why did it seem like Gerard Mayo was being trotted out there to make an announcement that he didn't want to have to make, that he didn't want to do? I don't think he wants Jacoby Brissett to be the starter. He already came out and said that Brissett hasn't been the better quarterback. He already came out and said that Drake May has won the competition.
What about the totality? He kept saying the totality of everything.
The totality
the
of
spring,
everything.
Remember the spring? There was no doubt in the spring who the starter was.
Right. It's not the spring anymore. It's the fall now. All right.
It's true.
You know, it's getting
not going to get me to
those
say
floorboards are getting a little colder these days.
He
you know?
Has bungled. And I think that's the biggest issue here. I think a strong argument can be made that Jacoby Brissett starting for a few weeks is fine. I won't say it's great, but is there going to be any damage done to anybody or anything?
Yes.
What?
I think so. I think that fans will tune out.
Okay.
I know you're saying, oh, fans are going to watch the game no matter what. After six games, fans started tuning out last year.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know why? Because you lose. They're going to lose with either
year.
Quarterback.
Right. But it's one thing to lose with a quarterback that you know has no chance and is not going to get any better and is borderline unwatchable. Mm-hmm. Drake May, if they lose games with Drake May, I don't think they're going to be unwatchable games. I don't think it's going to be an unwatchable offense. I think at the very least, you're going to have more leash for someone like Drake May, who you know is a rookie and you know is going to make mistakes and all of that, than you would for someone that you already know is a journeyman backup guy that shouldn't be started. Like, that's... fans aren't stupid, all right? We sometimes treat them like they are. Sometimes we treat fans like they're not very smart. But I think in general, they know what they're looking at. They know what good quarterback play looks like, even though they haven't seen it for a couple of years. And they know what a rookie versus a guy like Jacoby Brissett, what those expectations are supposed to be. And I think that they will start to tune out. So is it going to damage, you know, the product on the field? Is it going to damage, you know, certain players? I don't know about that. I guess we'll find out. But I do think it's going to damage the bottom line, and that's a big part of what the Crafts care about. And I think that that's a big, big part of this.
But that shouldn't be the priority, correct?
I mean, shouldn't
from
it?
Guys like Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, and Gerard Mayo, shouldn't their priority be, how do I get Drake May to year three as a Pro Bowl quarterback? Whatever the path is, the plan, how do we get to the best of Drake May to lead us? Because if he's really good, we're going to have a shot. And if he's not very good, we're not going to have a shot. We're going to be drafting another quarterback we might not be. The team
right.
will be drafting another
Someone
quarterback.
Someone else is going to
yes.
do that, yes.
So, but I still get back to, this decision became dramatic for only one reason. Gerard Mayo had to call a press conference that wasn't scheduled for one reason. And you know what that one reason is?
What's that?
Gerard Mayo's words. All along the way, he made it worse. Every time he talked about the quarterback position, he made it worse. We talk about the different things he called Jacoby Brissett. QB1, starter. We don't have a starter. Drake was the better player. The competition. This is a real competition. I want you to know it's a real competition. Well, if you tell us it's a real competition and you tell us somebody played better and then you don't play that guy, that's a real farce of a situation.
Yes, Yes,
and
it is.
That is what, if they had stuck to a simple timeline and plan, we have a plan. They should have said plan 1,000 times between drafting and today. We have a plan. We have a plan. We have a long-term plan. The plan is long-term. We're not going to deviate from the plan. Plan, 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 plan. If they had said that, you know what we would have been? Bored out of our minds.
Definitely.
But also, we would have been like, okay, they got a plan. We know the plan. They're going to start Jacoby Brissett. They're not rushing anything. They're slow playing. However you want to deem it.
But they didn't say plan. They said competition. They said it's a quarterback competition.
A million times.
Yep.
A real competition. I think they said real once. Like, even if you think we're just lying and saying fake competition, no, so real competition. And it's still alive. It's still ongoing. It's coming down to the wire. And that's what screwed everything up. That's what created, it was almost like they wanted the attention in a weird way. Like, because they could have had a much more boring summer. Because,
well, how do you make Jacoby Brissett interesting? Right? How else do you do it?
I'm sorry. Like a shot at Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, it is. It's in a way. But like, I'm talking in terms of like the prospect of being the first quarterback. No, not necessarily.
No one's interested in him. They're interested in when he leaves.
Yeah. You know?
When, like Rich Keefe just
when
described.
When is he going to get replaced?
Today's news as Drake May is not starting. Not Jacoby Brissett is starting. The news is Drake May is not starting. And I think there's some truth to that. Because that's all anyone cares about. But they created this. This angst. They created this attention with their words. And by they, I really mean Jerod Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think Alex Van Pelt, the few times we've spoken with him.
I can't remember anything he ever said.
No. And he definitely, the air was slow play.
Mm-hmm.
The air was we have a plan, development. You got to be, there's steps and some of the things he said. Like he made it very clear. We're not just going to throw this kid to the wolves. And yet Jerod kept almost teasing. I know you people think Jacoby's going to start, but it's a competition. He kept teasing us, making us. He was like, he wanted to play the role of the Red Sox.
Yes.
Tease us, tease us, tease us. And then in the end, there was nothing there. It was just a tease. It was Al Capone's vault. It was empty. There was
that's
nothing.
A, that's a good
nothing.
Pull. Who was that, Geraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo.
Yeah, I remember
that. Watching that like a sucker.
Popped the thing open. There was like a
nothing.
Pack of cigarettes.
Absolutely like basically wham, it. Bam, kazam, nothing.
We'll play the entirety of Jerod Mayo's press conference, even though you've heard it a few times probably today. We do want to sort of start and stop on it because
do we have
Andy,
time?
Andy, I think we do. I think we have some time for this. Andy, you had a bunch of stuff that you thought stood out, even
yes.
though it was very quick. I think just in general, and we'll get to the sound of it here. It sounded to me like Jerod Mayo was saying things that he didn't want to be have to go up there and say. It sounded to me and looked to me like Jerod Mayo was doing something against his will. Like a hostage video almost.
Now, do you mean that?
Like, they're treating me well here. Everything's fine. They haven't been beating me up
blink,
too much.
Blink,
and
blink,
Jacoby
blink.
Brissett, yeah, right. And meanwhile, he's blinking Morse code of I want Drake May to start. Like, that's, you know, it's that was what it, that's what it looked like.
But
that was what the vibe was.
Could that just be the press conference itself?
Could be.
It was not scheduled.
Right.
He was basically forced into it, it sounds like. The media, I think, pushed back, and the team broke down and bowed down to the media criticism. You can't announce it tomorrow and then not take questions.
Right.
And
then they took two questions, and that was it.
Yeah, they really didn't take
questions. Which, by the way, what the hell was that about? Why would they not want Mayo to elaborate on his decision? I'm serious.
Is that a serious question?
That's a very
serious
question.
Have you paid attention for the last 4 months? When he elaborates, all hell breaks loose.
Okay, well, they've been letting him elaborate this entire time, and now
maybe
all
they
of a
learned.
Sudden, it's like, all right, that's it, two questions. Gerard, let's get out of here.
They kept touching the stove, and it's still hot.
And they
like,
grabbed the hook,
and they
pulled them off. I mean,
isn't
what are they going to do
smart?
That for? They're going to do that every time now?
Every
time after a game, he's going to go out there and only get two questions, and that's it?
Can we agree he has some growth to go through in that area?
I guess, but is
I wouldn't want him out there because the more he talks. We saw it yesterday.
You hired recently. They hired him. Andy.
I didn't hire him.
You didn't. They did. I'm saying, like, if you they hired him and now they want to suddenly muzzle the guy because what? Yeah. It's an unpopular decision that he probably didn't even
this
make.
This is how it happens everywhere. You ever see the Biden press conferences? All right, thanks everybody. Go ahead, out. When you don't want somebody to talk, you end it. You wrap it up.
He's Biden now?
In a different way, is he not?
I mean, no.
I mean, he continues to say dumb things. We can go back to yesterday.
Some cash.
How about yesterday when he cut off Phil Perry to say something that basically told us who was starting?
Right.
Yeah, I just want to make you sure you know that the decision right now that's best for the team might not be like. Okay,
all right, that killed some of the suspense, but I didn't think that was a particularly dumb thing to say.
Every time he talks, there is a negative reaction, I believe.
Every single time?
Feels like it.
Mm.
Remember the whole Judon experience?
Yes.
Oh, that was just a little hiccup. We've moved on. Oh, we want people to be open. Oh, we have a philosophy. We keep things in-house. Every time he talks, there's an issue. So
every
they
time
did
he
the
talks,
smart
there's some
thing.
Sort of contradiction, I'd say that.
Yes.
But
and
I
it's
really
what we do. We pick apart the contradictions.
Fine, but then they let him go out there and contradict himself, and when he finally makes a good, solid, hard decision, that he made or didn't make or whatever. Now all of a sudden he can't talk about it?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Stacey James was like, okay, you're done here.
You know, like if that's the way that ownership and management and everybody's sort of looking at this, I feel like it's not going to work.
Oh, it's
not going to work. This whole thing's not going to work, period. Like the whole Gerard Mayo experience and, you know, him running the team and this whole thing
is off to a
pretty poor start.
He has to do a post-game press conference after Jacoby Brissett likely completes about 52% of his passes in a 15-point loss to the Bengals, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he has to go out there and the questions are going to start. Hey, you know, what kind of leash does Jacoby have? Is Drake? Did you consider putting Drake in the fourth quarter? Why'd you put Drake in the fourth? If you put Drake in, is Jacoby going to start next week? Like, there are nothing but tough questions coming for him.
Maybe he'll ban reporters like Deion Sanders.
He probably should.
Anybody who asks, like, tough questions about why isn't Drake May playing? Yeah, out! Get out!
My buddy Paul Perl of Patriots.com will be the only people there. I don't know if you want Paul asking, quite honestly.
Paul's probably he'd be a bulldog more than anybody else. That's where we start here, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Let's go ahead and listen to the entirety, if you have it there, Jackson. Let's listen to the entire Gerard Mayo press conference, start to finish. We played the beginning of it. We'll rerun that right now. And, Andy, you tell me what stands out to you.
Process as far as selecting who the starting quarterback is. I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there.
Hold on, stop it right there, Jacoby. Please. What does he mean by that?
I don't, the guy right here?
It's not like we got a guy right here or a guy right there. What's he talking about?
I think he's trying to paint the picture of the room we just said with Alex Van Pelt and Elliot and him, and they're all in different.
They're all 100% wanting
no
Jacoby Brissett.
There's no chance that's true.
There's not one person there who thought, you know, maybe Drake May should be the quarterback since he's clearly better. Not one person said that's what he's trying to tell.
I would say the guy talking might be that person.
I think
he is
said that person, yes.
Publicly on our airwaves on Monday.
Right. So in his, to break the, to translate this. He's saying everybody wanted this, and there's not one holdout or anything. There's not other people. There's not a bunch of May people lurking in the background.
Nope.
If you believe that, I have a bridge in Charlestown for sale for you.
And isn't he against that, too? Didn't he say he didn't want, what did he say, hive minds?
Right.
Didn't he use that term at some point?
Mm-hmm.
He wants pushback. He wants counterpoint.
Dissent, that type of thing.
And he's telling me a decision that is very intriguing from the outside, internally, is like, I don't know why everybody's talking about it outside. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, sure.
There's only one way to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two plus two is four.
You're all making stuff up. All right, keep going.
You know, you got a guy right here. You got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
Okay, Ray, go ahead and stop. We'll start and stop here as we go through this minute and 20 seconds.
So can I go back for a minute?
He talked to him individually, then he talked to him together.
Yeah, which I think we all expected. We kind of painted that timeline. He wanted to talk to them individually, then tell the team the whole thing, 8 o'clock, squad meeting by 8:10, Schefter and Crapsheet have it on their Twitter.
Nice one.
This season, did that jump out to you at all? Because he said this season already once, and when we get into questions, the few questions there are, so twice in a minute he says this season. Do you think that's just whatever? Is he trying to make sure we don't think it's only for a week? Or does he really have a long-term expectation at the quarterback position?
Well, you can't come out and say Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starter, but we're going to go to Drake May in week 5.
No, I don't need you to say that.
Okay.
How about you just say Jacoby Brissett's our starter?
I guess. I mean,
keep it simple.
Yeah.
Cut the words down.
Yeah, an economy of language would help him out. Yes. Yes.
Say less.
I think you're onto something there. Keep going.
You had the decision. Was your decision what ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
There are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, you know, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now.
Okay.
You believe that?
Do I believe that?
I posed you the question yesterday.
Does Jacoby Brissett even believe that?
Your life is on the line. That's a good question. Jacoby, your life's on the line. Do you want you under center for that one drive, or do you want Drake May making plays with his feet and his arm?
Right? I mean, we haven't even seen that much of Drake May, and that's an easy call.
Yes.
It's an easy call.
So he has said it's 100% within the organization, the entire organization, right? But then he said, tough part is short and long term.
Right.
Well, you just kind of insinuated there might be a debate there.
Mm-hmm. About what's going to happen down the road.
Right.
Or next season or whatever.
And short and long term isn't just here and now for who helps you win. It's also what's best for Drake May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yep.
Short-term damage, long-term gains, experience, or you break him, you crush his confidence, blah, blah, blah. You're telling me again, Gerard, 100%, the whole organization, we're all on the same page. I mean, I made the decision, but we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying any of
it. All right, so that was one question that was asked. Only one more question was allowed, Ooh. And here it is.
I don't want to get into hypotheticals. You know, we can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season. Thanks.
Good night, folks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for driving all the way down here.
He hasn't performed that way yet.
If Jacoby Brissett performs the way we all know he can perform, how do you know?
I don't, because the two times I've seen him perform that I've seen him perform this summer, it hasn't been good. I thought he was putrid in the preseason.
Do you remember any, like, I guess there was that one year he started with the Colts where he played like 15, 16 games or whatever it was. Do you remember any games where he was like really lighting it up, where he was out there just dropping dimes all over
the
field?
Texans.
I remember, yeah, the rookie year, he had that long run, yes. I remember him not having a great passing game that day.
He's not a great passer.
He's not. Let's see. I'm looking at his career game log right now on profootballreference.com, and there is not a lot. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, yards where it gives you the yard. Not a lot of them start with three.
What are his completion percentages?
Let's see. Completion percentages. 66, 57, 62, 54, 55, 56. A few in the 60s, bunch in the 50s. Let's go to a little more recently, okay? His most recent games with Washington last year, he got into two games, a loss to the Rams and a loss to the Jets. Against the Rams, they lost 28-20. He was 8 for 10, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Look at that.
It's pretty good.
10 passes, 2 touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
80% completion percentage?
Now, I
was wrong, Gerard. You made the right call.
We'll get that guy, all right? And then against the Jets, 10 of 13, 100 yards, 1 touchdown, no picks.
Look at that.
Maybe
he threw
we're
23
wrong.
Passes. 3 of them were touchdowns. He completed like 80% of them.
Yeah. 18 for 20. That's about a 78% completion percentage with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions last year. Maybe we were wrong about this guy.
Gerard, I apologize for everything I just said in the first 23 minutes of this program. You're absolutely right.
Yep, you got yourself a player right there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Gerard Mayo has made the call. At least that's what he says anyway, and it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. Drake May is going to be on the bench for at least 1 week. We'll see how long that actually goes for. What do you think about that, Patriots fans? When we come back, Mayo seems to be okay with this decision, but the reason this decision is getting made, I don't think it's because of Gerard Mayo. I think it's because of Elliot Wolf. I'll explain right after Jackson, let you know what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending on WEEI today, the New England Patriots and head coach Gerard Mayo have announced that Jacoby Brissett will be the starting quarterback this season. And it's back-to-back wins for the Red Sox after last night's 3-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway. Starter Brian Bayo went 8 scoreless innings, gave up only 2 hits and struck out 9. Kenley Jansen closed it out in the 9th, earning his 25th save of the season. The Sox are 3 games back of the final wild card spot. You can hear the call of the series finale right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch is at 7:10. Cutter Crawford will take the mound for the Sox against the Jays. Bowden Francis, our coverage starts at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil. That's what's trending on WEI and WEEI.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, that was Rob Ninkovich earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. And by the way, you can really tell from the rejoins who's producing. You can tell. You can tell when it's Stiz, and you can tell when it's Jax. I'm just saying, it's a very different sound.
Yes, I've been told I have an original taste in music.
Yes, you can crank that song back up. By the way, you know you can't just play a couple seconds and never going to give you up, and then
I recast with you.
I like both.
Any other
nope,
guy.
I don't like that.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
All right, we'll tell you how we're feeling.
My ears are hurting. That's how we're feeling.
What's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with the song. It's a
you
great
singing
song.
It.
All right, fine. I'll let it breathe.
Keep your pipes closed.
All right. Ninkovich had a lot to say in that clip. I mean, there was a lot of data there. A lot of takes. I didn't agree with most of it. I was listening to it. I was going, I don't agree with any of this. And it's Rob. I mean, obviously, he knows more about football maybe than I do. But I think that his take on that just seems very sort. Well, you go out there, you get him killed. What if Jacoby Brissett goes out there and gets killed? Then what? Then you got to put him out there anyway, don't you? Like, that's the big part of this that I feel like no one's really addressing is that, yeah, you don't want to get your rookie quarterback hurt. But if the veteran gets hurt and he got hurt in one series in that game against the third stringers of the Washington Commanders, the only team in the league is worse than you last year, or one of the only two, I should say. And those guys were in there just knocking him around. And so what? He's gonna last how long? And then when he goes down with an injury or whatever happens to him, it's gonna be Joe Milton. You're just gonna protect Drake May the entire season. You're gonna make sure no matter what, it's not him out there because you're worried he's gonna get killed. If you're worried about your quarterback getting killed, that's an Elliott Wolf problem. And that's what I think this is all really about here. Like, this roster is the reason why they made this decision. It's not because they don't think Drake May is ready, and it's not because they think Brissett's the better quarterback. It's because they're not comfortable putting him out there around with that team, with that offensive line, with those weapons, with these coaches maybe, I don't know. But that's it, right? We all agree on this, don't we? It has nothing really to do with the quarterbacks. It has everything to do with the roster and the players around them. And that's an Elliott Wolf problem. That is not a Drake May problem. It's not a Jacoby Brissett problem. It's not, oh, you know, these guys are he doesn't have the right experience, or he wasn't playing well in practice or anything like that. It's the team around him. And that's Elliott Wolf. That has the mark of him all over it. And if you want to really get down to who should be blamed here, should shoulder a lot of this, if you don't like this decision, I think the buck stops with Wolf. I do. I don't think it stops with Mayo. I think it stops with Elliott Wolf.
So you don't believe him when he said after the draft that they had the roster to support a rookie quarterback, and then
they obviously don't.
Early August when he met with the media and once again doubled down on that and said they have the roster and they have the offensive linemen to protect and develop a rookie quarterback.
They don't have the offensive line to protect anything. Like, I wouldn't put that offensive line up there against UNH tonight. I'm serious. Like, that offensive line is... It was a joke, really, in that game, and I'm not really convinced it's going to get much better here. David Andrews is going to come back, so fine. Maybe you got a little something there. Center's not going to be snapping the ball into the ground. But outside of that, we're talking about protecting any of these quarterbacks, either the two rookies or the veteran. Come on. That's the reason. He's right about that. Ninkovich is right about that. They're scared he's going to go out there and get killed. But what he's wrong about
is that it has protecting him and keeping him on the bench and waiting until Brissett gets killed and putting him out there is some better plan. I just don't think it is. I really don't. And also, I think that maybe the more mobile quarterback might have a better chance of getting away from the pressure than someone like Jacoby Brissett, who's never really been a mobile quarterback and certainly at the age of 30-plus isn't now. Even though he told us he can still move a little bit, like, we saw Drake May out there running around. We saw him moving in the pocket. We saw things that I think were more indicative of a guy who I think can navigate and negotiate that pressure maybe more than someone like Brissett. I guess we're not going to find out, at least until week two at the earliest, or maybe week one. You know, I mean, he only lasted one series before he got knocked out of the game. We might see Drake May week one, you know, against the will of everybody. That could actually happen.
Well, if the line is as bad as everybody perceives, and you're right, and they're making this decision out of the fear of how bad the line is, doesn't it feel like almost guaranteed you're going to see Drake Mays, the yes. backup quarterback, and you think your line stinks, and the older quarterback who already is banged up because he got hit, you don't think he's going to get hit, and he might not get banged up? Like, to me, the odds are pretty good that
I think
yes.
it's almost a guarantee. Honestly,
can you bet on that on our FanDuel app?
I don't think that they do that. I don't think they have injury bets, although maybe that's
untapped market. Yeah. FanDuel
certainly
untapped
could
market.
A lot of you are waiting patiently to talk about this, so let's go right to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's go down to the great state of Rhode Island. Scott is down there, and he has a thought on Jerod Mayo. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, just everything you're talking about. First off, am I the only one that misses the answer? Repeated that we'll just do what's best for the team, because I could use that now. But I think they're doing this for a lot of reasons you said, but mostly to keep their jobs. If they started Drake May and he got hurt with this line or he fell apart, everybody say they ruined him, it's their fault. You stop Brissett, he's probably going to get hurt very soon. But once he doesn't, you put Drake May in, you had no other choice and you save your job. So I just think they're cowards.
Okay. Yeah, the comment line said that Mayo made the safe decision. Is this the safe decision?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is the safe decision because you can always easily go to May, or you could be forced into going to May, right? Like, we always show the examples of Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't start Josh Allen, and then Peterman sucked. Josh
right.
Allen came in.
So
Josh Allen
in, right.
started. Like, Justin Herbert, they didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
You had that whole weird stabbing through the
right.
lung
they
with
stabbed Tyrod Taylor
injection.
In the lungs.
And like so
Eli Manning didn't start right away.
I think the easy decision is play the veteran and then, well, now we're forced to play the young guy, right? Like, I do. I think, I don't know if coward feels like a strong word, but I think it's the easier decision to do it this way. I think it takes more cojones to say, yeah, we're going to start Drake May. I know we had a plan and we gave $8 million to Jacoby Brissett and we called him the starter all offseason and we gave him every single number one rep, but we've decided that Drake May is the better player. That is the more aggressive decision here.
I'd agree, except you look at the other, the only thing I'd push back on is that you look at the other rookie quarterbacks out there right now. You look at the, you know, Caleb Williams's, and who's his backup? That Badgett kid, Tyson
yeah.
Badgett or whatever. You look at in Washington, it's Mariota's the backup. There's a veteran. Maybe that's a better example there. I don't think anybody's looking at Jaden Daniels starting in Washington or Williams starting in Chicago and saying, wow, what a ballsy decision that was.
Well, Chicago made it clear from the get-go.
Right.
That and
but is anyone calling that risky?
It.
Or they say, oh,
no,
what
no,
a
no.
risky decision
I'm
that is? They're not, because there's a roster around them that's not embarrassing.
And they don't have another option. I think Brissett is a more and you gave $8 million to Jacoby Brissett. I think he's one of the higher paid backups, right? If not the highest.
$8 million, yeah.
So
I don't know if he's the highest paid, but yeah.
You invested in your backup as like a really low-end starter, basically. So you gave him there was a certain implication there when you signed him. And then, as I said, the more you talked, starter, he's our starter, he's mm-hmm. the starter, he's QB1, all of these things was part of this, the way you handled this. So I do think that's part of it. But yes, to me, the easier decision is to just start a run-of-the-mill veteran and then let nature take its course as to when Drake May goes in. And as you said, that could be the second series against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Now, I love that because I think Drake May, everything I've seen from him, will probably shine in that situation.
Coming off the bench?
Just throw him out there.
Yeah.
Just throw him out. Because I've seen a gamer. I've seen an athlete, a guy who just kind of wants to screw around and play football. And I'll run. I'll throw. I'll do what I need to do. That's the guy I've seen. So I'm not worried that if that happens, other than the normal worries that. But how come we don't protect Ramondre Stevenson?
Good question.
The line's really bad, right?
Yeah.
So shouldn't we start Jermichael Hasty?
In theory,
just protect him because we don't care about
going
him.
By that same logic, right?
Start yeah. the guy you don't care about. Mm-hmm. Protect the guy you do care about. Because Ramondre Stevenson is part of the future, just like Drake May, correct?
I don't know if he is, but yeah. I mean, in theory, he
you
is.
You don't like him?
Ramondre Stevenson?
Yeah.
I think he took a big step backwards last year.
It's the line.
I mean, maybe it is.
Blame
fine.
Everything
maybe
on the line. That's what we
know.
Do. Mac Jones should have said the line more often.
Yeah.
Protected his image.
That probably wouldn't have hurt him. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, this time I will not forget about congratulations to your show.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
It is awesome, especially when you get out of work, whether you're a union man or not. First of all, I'm going to say this. You have to go with Jacoby Brissett not because of Van Pelt. The first game is against Cincinnati, a division game. But you have to understand one thing.
Not a division game.
It is a division game.
The Bengals are not in the Patriots.
It's
a conference game. They're in the AFC. They're
not
in the division
game. With Van Pelt. Van Pelt is very familiar. Excuse me.
Former division.
Very familiar.
Used to be in division. Okay, I got you.
We speak
yes.
Paul.
Okay.
All right. Well, that
so
wasn't clear.
I take a long time to be clear, but I know my football.
Damn
okay?
right.
Because I'm the consumer. I just don't want to go through the 8 games at home of last year. Second of all, I'm going to tell you right now. Andy, you walk the turf out there. You've seen a lot of things with second men in the Patriots. You know those guys are horribly want to be the first man team. But guess what?
What?
There's a lot of players coming here from Cleveland.
Okay, thanks for the call. I don't know what he's talking about.
Backups want to be starters.
Backups
there's hunger
be starters.
In the backups.
I agree with that.
Maybe he's looking for them to sort of feed the hunger of Drake May. Don't just give him the job. He's going to have more energy and hunger to succeed if he's the backup for a little while. I'm speaking Paul here.
I suppose that's possible.
Right?
I suppose that could be a way of doing it. Does that sound like what they're doing? We're benching Drake May because we want to motivate him.
They don't want to just hand it to him, which is what Belichick always used to do. He handed jobs to all his first-round picks.
Handed a job to Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, Cole Strange, you know, whoever it may be, Christian Gonzalez, Devin McCourty. So, they're pushing back against the Belichick way. The Belichick way was to hand first round. I'm going to go back and see if Jerod Mayo was handed a starting job as a rookie.
I bet he was. I'm pretty sure he was.
I bet you he started the first. And he
learned. He was one of the highest draft picks Bell ever made.
It didn't work. He learned.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, no. I mean, he was pretty good. Let's go to Dave in the car on the QB decision. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. I think this is a huge overreaction. And Ninkovich took away some of what I was going to say, which is, you know, the plan is obvious. The plan was to get a left tackle in the draft next year. It's a 2-year plan and hopefully sign a free agent number one wide receiver. The most important thing this year is Drake May. The offensive line is going to take some time, especially I think they believe that Lowe is the answer for now at left tackle. Most of us don't. But either way, the line has to play together more than a few training camp snaps. And that's going to take a few weeks. You can't put May out there right now, but Mayo is not going to completely give zero confidence to Brissett. He's saying, look, as long as he's playing like we expect him to play, which they have confidence in him, he's the quarterback. But we all know that's going to be a matter of weeks, months, whatever. Right now, they got to let the offensive line at least see if it can be survivable, which is what they believe it can be. And left tackle's the problem, not the rest of the line. It'll all come together.
Thanks for the call, Dave. And listen, I think there's some truth to what he's saying right there, but also I put that squarely on the shoulders of Elliott Wolf. All right, this is your first crack at it, I understand. Instead of going and re-signing all your own guys and burning cash that way, there was other avenues you could have maybe taken to address the offensive line. If you didn't want to go out and spend on those wide receivers, okay. You drafted a couple of wide receivers. The wide receiver situation, I feel like, is a distant problem now compared to the offensive line. And the offensive line is something that, even last year, I didn't think was a disaster. It wasn't great, and your right tackle situation was certainly one that involved a lot of shuffling and everything else, and Trent Brown sort of being the, you know, whatever he was not a great situation either. But that's something that they all knew was going to be an issue coming into this, and they just didn't do anything about it. They signed a guy who got basically cast away from Pittsburgh to be a right tackle, and then they drafted another right tackle in the middle round. That's not enough. I'm sorry. That does not need to be a 2-year plan. Fixing your offensive line does not need to be a 2-year odyssey. That could be something that you at least do a little bit more about in the 1 year that you have a chance to go out and do it and fix this offense. That was the only problem. right? No one was really worried about the defense. No one was out there going, man, we really need some new linebackers and new corners, new safeties, new edge rushers, whatever. We need to work on this offense. We need to get this offense back and going. And they addressed that for the most part in the draft, except they did not go for the most, I would say, important aspect of it, which is your left tackle. You know, if you don't have someone protecting your rookie quarterback's blind side and you're worried that he's going to go out there and get killed, that's on you.
So would you have signed Jonah Williams?
Yes.
What did he get?
He got a lot. I think he got like $30 million or something like that. Hold on. Let me find the exact contract. But I absolutely would have done that, sure.
Yeah, 2 years, $30 million. Mm-hmm. 14 signing bonus, 15 guaranteed, I guess, whatever. No, 21.5 guaranteed. Sorry.
Absolutely, I would have. And it's not like he went to some hot team. He went to the Arizona Cardinals, who sucked like you did last year.
And he didn't sign a long-term deal.
Nope.
So
the last 2 years, it was a four-year deal. The last 2 years are voided, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, the spot track calls it a two-year deal.
Okay.
A two-year, $30 million contract. So I wanted to look at that because there weren't a lot of guys on the open market. There weren't a lot of great options.
True.
Tyron Smith is 137 and never plays. Like, Jonah Williams,
at least
for what he is.
You said you had him on the roster.
Sure, but Jonah Williams plays a lot. Now, mm-hmm. He was part of the crappy Bengals line that everybody said sucked and was going to get Joe Burrow killed, and they had to invest in their line and the whole thing, and they've been spending money, and they brought in whoever, Orlando Brown and somebody mm-hmm. else.
Yep.
So he sucked in another place, but he's better than what you had. You could have signed him to a short-term deal. Like, that's really the only answer.
I'd have taken Jermaine Illuminor back. I honestly would have. He was here a long time ago, and he was considered kind of a punchline. He was a hot free agent this offseason. I would have taken him back.
That shows how bad the tackles were, how bad the O-line were.
I'd take him over for Darian Lowe.
Is he much better? I don't know that he is.
I would imagine, yes. I think he is.
I don't know that he is. Vidarian Lowe, they're going to put a bad left tackle out there. Now, Jonah Williams has a little more of a resume, a track record. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have been great, but I don't think we would have been talking about an abomination. The last caller called it survivable, until the line gets to a survivable level. So that's how people are looking at it, which, again, I start to feel bad for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
He is the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
No one seems to care.
Blood sacrifice.
They're just throwing him into the volcano. It's a sacrifice in the future. It's to help Drake May in the future. And it's a little sad. Like, do you think he knows that?
I think he does. I think he has an
idea. How do you deal with that?
He probably figured that out when he got slammed to the ground by the third stringer on the Commanders there.
And do you just say, well, I'm making $8 million? And, like, do you just rationalize it?
Yeah.
Because unlike other, like, there's other people that fill roles, but he could get really hurt.
Yeah, he could.
It's a physical. Everybody is saying survivable to describe the line.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls and hear from Jacoby Brissett, who we talked to on Tuesday next. It's Jacoby Brissett with us on Tuesday.
So Andy all those Hart. Writers could have just saved themselves the trip to Gillette today and listened to our show the other day.
That's all you had to do.
He told you he was starting in Cincy.
He told you that? Gerard Mayo yesterday basically told you the same thing.
Yeah.
When he said, you know, what's good in the first week necessarily isn't what's good in the long term, which right there, I mean, that was basically telling you, yeah, it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. This decision was made, I think, a long time ago. I don't think there was any real suspense here. I don't think there was any real reason to think that they were going to suddenly switch up and flip and say, no, actually, you know, we're going to go with Drake May. We're going to go with the kid. What was the one thing that we thought would swing it? If May really outplayed him, right? If Drake May really went out there and outplayed him and Brissett didn't look good and May looked good, and it's not like May was tremendous. It's not like he was Mac Jones out there in the preseason. No, no one's had a preseason like Mac Jones. He's been the best quarterback of the entire preseason, bar none.
Mm.
So he has, statistically.
No. I think Drake May's statistics would look a little better if Javon Baker could catch the damn ball.
I would agree with that, sure, fine. But whatever, still, I'm just saying, like, that would look better. It still wouldn't be, all right, this guy is just, there's no way. You got it. It's clear cut. There's no way this guy is going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL this year. I don't think anybody watched Drake May and thought that. We thought he's better than Jacoby Brissett. He looks like he's progressing pretty quickly. It looks like he's the better quarterback of these two quarterbacks. That was not the standard they were looking for. Do you think there's anything that May could have done? Do you think that there's any way this could have played out without, you know, someone getting hurt or something along those lines that could have swayed them in the other direction?
I mean, if he was just ridiculous, I guess, if he had completed 30 of 32 with 5 touchdowns, plus he ran for 2 touchdowns that mm-hmm. were 80-yard runs, maybe, something crazy like that. But if all the callers are right and all the Ninkoviches of the world are right and you're right and this is really just about the offensive line, then no. If the line, I guess they probably couldn't have been great offensively and had the line look as bad as it had. I guess you couldn't have those happen together. But if it's really about the line, then no, probably not. Because Drake May has been good. But more importantly, and I've been spewing this on Six Rings all August, Jacoby Brissett has been much worse than expected.
Yeah.
He's been bad with every opportunity. To make plays, to not make dumb mistakes, he did the negative almost the entirety of the preseason, which I don't think they expected. I thought they thought, you know, he'll go out 2 of 3. We might punt, but he won't turn it over. Like, there won't be anything that anybody can point to. He'll be like that traditional. Well, he's a veteran. He doesn't even really need the preseason kind of.
He'll check down a couple times, you know, run a couple series, maybe pick up a first down or two, and that's it. And I don't, I mean.
Instead, he's missing throws. Instead, he's hitting defenders in the chest in the end zone. Then he's, like, under pressure. He's chucking it over the middle, looking like a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I think really opened the door, but besides Mayo's comments, because I agree with you. The plan was in place March or April, somewhere along the line. They decided, we're bringing in Jacoby Brissett, we're going to pay him a good amount of money, and we're going to bring Drake May along slowly. Because I do think they liked Drake May all along. I think they had sort of pinpointed, we're probably going to have Drake May, and that's a guy we want to bring along slowly. Because, I mean, do we put any credence in Dan Orlovsky? Is he an expert witness?
I have credence in things that he says, sure.
So he was Mr. He's got to sit for 2 years because he's that raw. And he's also Mr. to play a rookie quarterback, you have to have a plus play caller, a plus offensive line, and a plus set of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they got none of those. So if you believe Dan Orlovsky and they subscribe to any of his theories, then this was predetermined. Jacoby Brissett, you're the sacrificial lamb. Get out there, have fun, good luck, and Drake will be in a week.
Jacoby Brissett picked up 2 first downs. They were both in the Eagles game, and they were both on that drive where he threw the interception in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, when they, his only good drive that was,
his was best
horrific.
Drive. That was his best drive.
And then he missed so many throws. That's what. It's not that he didn't make plays. Mm-hmm. He just flat out missed throws.
Yeah.
The Tyquan Thornton throw.
Yeah.
I actually think the two quarterbacks were. I thought receivers screwed Drake May consistently on the practice field and on the preseason field. He could have had a lot more plays, people wowing about stuff he did. Receivers screwed him. And then I thought Jacoby Brissett missed a lot of receivers. His offensive output could have been much more impressive. He just missed Tyquan Thornton deep.
Yep.
He missed Austin Hooper on a third down throw that could have changed the way you looked at the way he was playing. Especially with so many limited reps.
Yeah.
If you're only going to get a handful of reps and you miss, you know, half the throws, well, you look like you had a crappy August because you had a crappy August. But here we are.
Here we are. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will get to your phone calls. And Drake May spoke today as well. We'll hear from him next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.